Welcome. This is Anastasia Yuglova bringing you the Cato Daily Podcast. Be sure to log on to our website, www.cato.org, for a full archive of our podcast as well as many other audio offerings. In the latest issue of the Tax and Budget Bulletin, Cato's Director of Tax Policy Studies, Chris Edwards, writes that although the proliferation of special interest spending in the federal budget in recent years has created much waste and corruption, the main problem has not been that politicians have had their hands in the cookie jar. It's that the cookie jar has grown so large. In today's podcast, Chris discusses the recent explosion in federal subsidy programs. We've heard that government spending has been rising a lot, but you also found that the number of federal programs has increased, right?
That's right. A lot of conservatives and libertarians have criticized the Bush administration for spending so much money. But if you actually look at the number of different federal subsidy programs, that's been rising rapidly as well. There are 1,696 federal subsidy programs, and that number has increased from just 1,176 programs 15 years ago. So there's been a large expansion in the welfare state in both dollars and the number of programs.
What are some of the types of subsidy programs that the government spends our tax dollars on?
Well, when you're talking about subsidy programs, you're talking about everything from straight cash handouts like Social Security and welfare, as well as grants to universities and individuals and businesses, loans to small business, insurance benefits, scholarships. These are all federal subsidy programs. They all take money from taxpayers and give to other Americans.
Could you tell me a little about the catalog of federal domestic assistance and why taxpayers should care about it?
Well, all taxpayers may be interested to know that there's a 2,000-page federal document that is online at cfda.gov that lists all these subsidy programs. It is really the Bible of where all your tax dollars go. So if you look at cfda.gov, you will find 1,600, to be precise, federal subsidy programs, everything from business subsidy programs to subsidy programs for local governments. This is where all your federal tax dollars are going, and that's why you should find out about this catalog to see where your money goes.
President Bush has been criticized as a big government conservative. Does your data show that to be true?
Absolutely. What I've found is that over the last half dozen years, President Bush has become a big advocate of increasing the size and power of the federal government, just like Republicans used to criticize liberals and Democrats for. So, for example, there's programs that President Bush has enacted, such as the Healthy Marriage Program, which spends $150 million a year on telling Americans how to have happy and healthy marriages. Now, that sounds like a nice idea, but frankly, with a $250 billion federal budget deficit, we can't afford such niceties in today's economy.
What reform options are you proposing for policymakers to consider?
Well, oftentimes, federal policymakers, in thinking about the federal budget deficit and how to control spending, they think about controlling the overall growth in the $2.8 trillion budget. What I'm suggesting is that policymakers actually clean out the attic occasionally, go through and look at some of these hundreds and hundreds of federal subsidy programs that were enacted in decades past that, frankly, we don't need anymore, are unjust or immoral. They should eliminate whole programs, frankly, going forward. With the big rise in entitlement costs coming down the road, we can't afford a lot of these programs that we have in the past.
And which programs, in your opinion, should be the first to go?
Well, you know, there's very small programs and there's very large programs that I think are unjustified and ought to be eliminated. So on the very large end, we've got the Medicare Prescription Drug Program that was enacted just a few years ago that provides subsidies for many middle and higher income Americans on their prescription drugs. That costs taxpayers $70 billion a year. On the other hand, on the other extreme, there's small federal programs such as there's a $60,000 program called Steps to Healthier Girls that provides subsidies to the Girl Scouts. Well, we don't need that sort of program. So I say cut out the small programs, cut out the big programs. There's many subsidies that we can go after.
If you enjoyed this program, consider subscribing to Cato Audio, a dynamic 60-minute monthly recording that brings you inside the Cato Institute for highlights from exceptional, one-of-a-kind lectures and events on key issues of the day presented by nationally known scholars, authors, and political leaders. Cato Audio is available on our website as well as on iTunes and Audible.com.